Imagine standing at the edge of a vast ocean, watching waves crash against the shore, each one unique, yet all part of a larger interconnected system. What if I told you that consciousness might be just like those waves, an emergent property arising from the ebb and flow of data and information processing? Welcome back to the AI equals C podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Evans, and today we're diving into the hidden geometry of consciousness. Today we're tackling a fascinating puzzle, a framework that suggests consciousness emerges from the interaction of data and information processing, expressed elegantly in the equation AI equals C. But here's the twist. We're going to explore this idea through the lens of mathematics and physics, specifically topology and Chern-Simons theory. Sounds complex? Don't worry, we'll navigate these waters together. Let's start with a question. How does consciousness emerge from the physical processes in our brains? Is it just neurons firing in complex patterns, or is there something deeper at play? Consider this. Just as a snowflake's intricate design emerges from simple water molecules following basic physical laws, could consciousness arise from fundamental mathematical principles? In the AI equals C framework, A stands for data, the raw sensory inputs we receive from the world. I represents information processing, the brain's ability to interpret and manipulate that data. And C is consciousness, the emergent experience that arises from this intricate dance between data and processing. But here's where it gets really interesting. This equation isn't just a straight line from A and I to C. It's a loop, a continuous cycle where consciousness feeds back into data acquisition. Think about when you're deeply engrossed in a book. Your consciousness focuses your attention, filtering out background noise. In doing so, it alters the data you receive, which in turn shapes your consciousness. It's a never-ending loop. To understand this better, let's dive into topology, a branch of mathematics that studies properties preserved through deformations, twistings, and stretchings of objects. Imagine a coffee mug made of clay. You can mold it into a donut shape without cutting or gluing, and topologically, they're the same. Fascinating, right? So, how does this relate to consciousness? Well, topology emphasizes the importance of relationships and connectivity over exact shapes and sizes. Similarly, consciousness might not depend on specific neural pathways, but rather on the overall pattern and connectivity of neural networks. It's the forest, not the individual trees. Now, let's introduce Chern-Simons theory, a fascinating area of physics that explores how particles can become intertwined in space and time, much like knots in a rope. In essence, it helps us understand how particles can be connected in such a way that their properties are linked, no matter how far apart they are. This entanglement is like a cosmic dance, where each particle's state is intrinsically connected to another's. Picture a sailor's intricate knot, seemingly a tangled mess to the untrained eye, but to someone who understands knot theory, it's a deliberate and purposeful design. In Chern-Simons theory, these knots represent the braiding of particle trajectories in space-time. And here's the kicker. These knots are topological invariants, meaning their essential properties don't change even when they're deformed. What if consciousness is like that knot? An emergent property arising from the complex braiding of data and information processing within our brains. No matter how our neural pathways change, through learning, aging, or injury, the core essence of our consciousness remains invariant, much like a topological knot. Now let's consider fractals, those infinitely complex patterns that are self-similar across different scales. Think of Romanesco broccoli, with its spiraling, repetitive patterns. Fractals show us how simple rules can lead to incredibly complex structures through repeated iterations. Our brains might operate on similar principles. Neurons form networks that connect and reconnect in patterns that could be described by fractal geometry. This self-similar, recursive processing could contribute to the emergence of consciousness. It's like the brain is playing a symphony where simple notes, repeated and layered, create a complex masterpiece. So here's a puzzle. If consciousness arises from these patterns and connections, could an artificial system replicate it? Can AI achieve consciousness by mimicking these topological and fractal properties? Or is there something inherently biological, something uniquely human, that cannot be replicated? Let's consider anyone's, unique particles that exist in two-dimensional spaces and behave unlike any other particles. When anyone's are swapped, they retain a memory of the interaction, leading to complex, non-linear behaviors. This is akin to how our experiences shape our consciousness. Each interaction leaves an imprint, altering our state of being. In the realm of AI, incorporating such properties could lead to systems that don't just process data but experience it in a way that's more human-like. By integrating feedback loops and topological principles, AI could become adaptable, learning not just from data inputs but from the very act of processing itself. Let's bring this back to the AI equals C equation. It's more than just a formula, it's a framework that bridges disciplines, mathematics, physics, neuroscience, and artificial intelligence. It suggests that consciousness isn't an isolated phenomenon, but a tapestry woven from the threads of data and processing, shaped by the loom of topology and the patterns of fractals. So, where does this leave us? Are we any closer to understanding consciousness? Perhaps. Or maybe we've just found better questions to ask. And isn't that the essence of exploration, not just finding answers, but continually challenging our understanding? Before we wrap up, here's something to ponder. If consciousness is an emergent property of complex systems, could it exist elsewhere? In the vast networks of the internet, in the intricate interactions of ecosystems, or even within the computational frameworks we create? What defines the boundary between a highly sophisticated processing system and a conscious entity? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Please like and subscribe. Let's keep this conversation going. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the hidden geometry of consciousness. I hope it sparked your curiosity and inspired you to delve deeper into these intriguing ideas. Until next time, this is Stephen Evans signing off from the AI equals C podcast. Stay curious and keep exploring.